You're listening to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5. Welcome back to the weekly Batuta Bulletin, and a special shout out this week to our mate Jim Treloar, pushing sheep down there in the cold, semi-arid country of South Australia. Keep up the good work, Jim, and keep up the moustache. Your family are very proud of it, and they're very proud of you. Now, today's show is obviously hosted by myself, Clancy Overall, editor of the Batuta Advocate, and I am joined by the Kay McGrath of the Diamantina Shire, our newsreader, Wendell Hussey. How are you, Wendell?
Very well, thank you, Clancy, and very happy to be a regional Queensland man on a week like this. Errol's gone down to the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, never took him as a Storm fan, but he saw those crowds, he had to get a piece of it.
There you go. Well, I hope he's having a lot of fun. Let's start off this week's bulletin with some national news, and we wrote a story about the state of things down there in Melbourne. The headline on that one was, Reverse Psychology. Premier Daniel Andrews tells Melburnians to go out and have fun in the hope they keep disobeying him.
Yes, things are looking very grim down there. We say that time and time again, but, you know, it's just getting worse. They're ranging from 400 to 700 a day, and there's whispers of upwards of 1,000. But as a result of that, and the fact that huge numbers of Melburnians have been refusing to follow instructions, Dan Andrews has decided to change tack a bit. He's telling them to go out and have fun, as if this pandemic never happened.
And he's obviously hoping that Melburnians keep ignoring his orders and do the opposite, so it's an interesting little ploy there. Now, moving along to our next story, and we broke an exclusive about one of the horrible flow-on effects of the virus down in Melbourne. We obtained an image of a group of Melburnians on a small raft floating on the Murray, and the headline on that story was, Victorian refugees crossing the Murray just want a bright future for their families.
Really heartbreaking stuff this was. The group were just one of hundreds trying to dodge the authorities and make it across the mighty river to get to a safe new home.
Now, obviously a lot of Australians are concerned that most of these boat people on the Murray are just economic refugees trying to settle in the north and west of the country. So there's been a bit of negative sentiment towards them. And one comment which typified that sentiment was from Digby Jones, who said, "The problem with Victorian refugees is they don't blend into local culture. They live in clusters and bring their weird football. They can't even pronounce castle correctly. They also take our jobs, are better looking and have more skills."
I disagree with the comments about them being better looking and having more skills, but I think it's a sentiment that we'll see Scott Morrison tap into any second now. I will say that they do mispronounce castle. You can just see that in the comments from all of the Victorians on the border saying they just want to move to Newcastle.
And I agree with you. I think Scott Morrison will tap into that. It's free political points, so it makes sense to dunk them. Moving along now, and it's yet another sad COVID-19 story. Canberra is on the brink of an economic collapse after COVID-19 ends all Year 6 excursions.
Yes, you've got a feel for the bush capital, don't you? They've weathered a fair bit since they were created because Melbourne and Sydney couldn't stop trying to big dick each other. But this might be their greatest battle yet. The holy trinity of the War Memorial, Parliament House and Questacon has been brought undone, and things are looking pretty ordinary down there.
Yeah, a Zoom Questacon slide or a virtual weird mirror trick doesn't really cut it. But I would say this, I feel more for the employees at places like JJ's and McDonald's in Civic, who make money off excited regional kids with a bit of coin from their parents, than I do for the public servants at those government businesses, who can probably just take some of that leave they've accrued. Now, next up, and we've got a local story to break things up a little bit. A Batuta Heights man has had his Bogan card revoked after he threw out his washing machine without removing the drum for a fire pit.
Yes, I know Rod. Actually, he's the bloke in question here. And Rod, mate, hand it in. Hand in your card. What's next? You'll be saying you want to move into a house that isn't double brick and doesn't have a triple garage for your jet ski and two luxury work vehicles.
Or he might say he hates revving the shit out of an outboard motor.
Or collecting old cars to do up. Where does it end? I mean, we all make mistakes sometimes, Lord knows. And I shouldn't have said what I said to the Baduri Bulldogs coach the other weekend, but I think, Rod, handing in your Bogan card is completely acceptable and it is what is expected of you. You are not a Bogan unless you remove the steel drum from your washing machine and use it as a fire pit before you throw out the white goods.
Hear, hear. It won't be easy, Rod, but it'll be worth earning back. Now, our final story of the week is courtesy of our Kiwi neighbours. And Jacinda Ardern has admitted that the Trans-Tasman travel bubble is now as likely as New Zealand losing the Bledisloe Cup.
Which, if you are not a rugby union fan, and that is very acceptable if you identify as someone who is not a rugby union fan in 2020, the chance of them losing the Bledisloe Cup is next to zero. Right next to zero. So if you were hoping for a little Queenstown ski trip or a road trip up the north or South Island, don't get your hopes up.
And I don't want to blame it on Sydney or Melbourne, but that is on you, Sydney and Melbourne, so thank you. And on that solemn note, that is all from us here at the Batuta Advocate for this week. We'll talk to you again bright and early on Monday morning. But until then, enjoy your weekend and treat every draft beer as if it's your last. Because as this year has shown, you never know what's around the corner.
Hooroo.